The Betrayer. The title betrayer is damning. It implies someone who callously deceives another, bringing about their downfall. It is a word that for nearly 2,000 years has been associated with Judas. Despite Christian history's near universal condemnation of Judas, the Gospels are more varied in their treatment. John's Gospel is the most damning. There, Judas is attributed with double motivation, that he stole from the common purse, and that the devil had put it into his heart. Luke is mildly more forgiving. He did not attribute any motivation to Judas, but did record that Judas had bought a field with the reward of his wickedness, and fell over in it and died. Matthew and Mark, however, are different. Matthew records Judas' remorse and attempt to return the money given to him before going out to hang himself, whereas Mark appears neutral. It is indeed the case that English translations call him the betrayer, but the Greek word used in Mark, and indeed in all the Gospels, means simply hand over. While it is clear that John used the word to mean betray, in Mark this is less clear. The word paradidomai is used many times in Mark to refer to brother handing over brother to death. To the chief priests, especially when they handed Jesus over to Pilate, and to Pilate when he handed him over to death. In Mark, Judas might have handed Jesus over, but many other people handed him over too. Whereas in John's Gospel, Judas bears the guilt almost single-handedly. In Mark, it is spread among a number of people. Judas may have betrayed Jesus, but he wasn't alone in doing so.